SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada with you, and our pleasure to bring in the czar of Hogshaven. And also you see him on SB Nation DC. He's Ken Marangola with us here, and we're going to talk some draft. How you doing today, Ken?
Fantastic. How about you guys?
I'm good. The czar of Hogshaven, that's a good one. I like that. I hope
I like
you
his
like
cards.
It.
Have you seen that? The czar, and it's like that. It's really a pretty cool card he carries around. But Ken, I know that you're kind of on the same line that I am. I'm not really excited about the idea of the number 10 pick being dedicated to a quarterback with the crop that we have in this draft with so many questions. And also, so many needs with the Redskins, and something you hit on this week. Is that really the gist of why you don't want to see this team spend that pick at number 10?
I just think it would be the biggest waste of a pick, and that's saying something because we know how to waste picks.
Yeah, that's right. That is saying a lot.
Even worse than a trade.
If we traded away for a player, well then,
yeah,
sure. That's what we do. But if we trade back, if we trade that 10 pick for more picks, that would be. It's always what you want to do when you have as many holes as we do. But to bring in a quarterback at number 10, to me, I think it would be unconscionable. I think it would be a crime. And as a czar, I know about prosecuting these kinds of things. I think that these guys, hell, our defense was miserable. Having this 3-4 scheme, carry over into another year. At number 10, you can historically look back and see the kind of playmakers that the defenses have brought in. DeMarcus Ware stands out. Sean Merriman stands out. I'm pretty sure those guys were taken around about that place in the draft. And, if you're going to run a 3-4, you can never have enough playmaking linebackers. We need defensive linemen. We need an impact defensive lineman, probably a tackle. Those guys, the best defensive tackles, typically come at the top of the first round. If you look back over the last, 10 drafts, or even a little bit longer, it's amazing to see the drop-off in the big-name defensive tackles outside of that top part of the first round. Offensive line. If we spent another year and dedicating quality draft picks to build that offensive line, a lot of people say you don't draft right tackles at number 10 overall. I disagree. If you have a game changing athletic tackle that you can put on the other side of the line from Trent Williams, I think that's a hell of an investment, and to take all that guaranteed money and put it in a quarterback who's going to get shredded behind an offensive line that we know is going to they're not even offensive lines in Washington. They're major D's. They just show the defense right on back to the quarterback on most plays. We can't have that. It's stupid to invest that kind of money in a quarterback when you have that kind of offensive line. Plus, we just happen to have some other huge needs.
You do agree, though, that they should pick a quarterback at some point or even sign like someone. Am I right?
Well, yes. Here's the thing. The Donovan McNabb deal is going to hang over our heads. It's going to hang over Bruce Allen's legacy. He's going to have to do a lot to overcome that move. Yet another reason why not to draft a quarterback that high is the success Rex Grossman showed, towards the end of the season and executing the system. If we're prepared to go a season with Rex Grossman. On one hand, you would have really liked to see them make that transition year last year and just sucked it up and kept the picks and let Rex Grossman be the guy while we build around the quarterback position. Yet you do look for somebody to bring in, probably in the free agent market, probably another Rex Grossman, unsexy kind of guy. Who you don't want to hand your franchise to for 10 years, but that you can depend on in the short term. I do agree we need to bring in a quarterback, but but not at the, you know, not with the kind of resources at the top of the draft that we need to spend elsewhere.
Ken Marangola with us, Hogs Haven, the czar of Hogs Haven here on SB Nation Radio. Scott right. Jackson, Mike Brady here on 106.7 The Fan. Well, you hit on something there about Rex Grossman, and you know, certainly you know, he was able to, you know, when he wasn't turning the ball over, make some plays downfield. And I agree with you, but I do think at some point, if you could, I love the idea of moving back in the draft, clearly, but you know, if you can get a quarterback in the second or third round, if somebody falls down there, if you, first of all, could get a third round pick, obviously you'd have to do that en route to that, or in the second round, if you can get some extras, that would be great. But, you know, offensive line, what do you think? Two linebackers? It sounds like Carlos Rogers has already decided that he's not going to be here, whether the Redskins want him or not, and maybe they didn't want him anyway. Probably another safety. I mean, how many holes, and obviously a nose tackle, do you see among the starters alone on this defense that you have to look to before you go into this season?
First of all, more starters than we have picks to fill.
Yeah.
Just on defense. But the good news is, you know, you hate to make the assumption that they're going to solve this CBA thing before March 4th, it doesn't look like they're going to. So free agency is going to be in limbo. But what we're going to see in free agency this year is probably going to be somewhat unprecedented from a number standpoint. You know, all those guys who are supposed to be free agents last year, plus all the guys who you know, are supposed to be free agents this year. There's going to be a big crop of names. And while I don't see us chasing after, you know, the cream of the crop necessarily, you know, my wish is that Bruce Allen and Shanahan find, you know, these fifth and sixth year guys whose names you may never have heard of, but they're quality players. We need about 10 of them to come in and hold down the fort. You know, guys that aren't going to break the bank, but that, you know, have shown that they, you know, that they're competent, that they can. And again, that has to be, you know, at least one good linebacker, at least one good defensive lineman, probably two players in the secondary. And, you know, guy, these would be free agents that we'd have to sign. And I think that, I'll throw a name at you, and it'll be on the offensive side of the ball, but a guy like Ryan Harris, who tackle for Denver. He's a guy I know Shanahan knows. Going to hit the free agency market. I hope he does, and I think that's going to be a guy we go after, and that would, for example, solve our right tackle need. You know, then they can move to the next thing. Even if they sign a lot of these Ryan Harris types, guys who you probably would pencil in as starters, you still go way down the list before you get to the point where you can say, okay, now maybe we can actually draft a quarterback at number 10 overall. I mean, we're just way far away from that. But yeah, I mean, we need at least a good five or six guys that we could, you know, we need to bring in on the defensive side of the ball who are probably going to have to start for us next year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said no quarterback. Now, you say you have all these needs. And obviously, with all these needs, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself into a position at number 10. But judging from the way, I guess, a lot of mocks look, judging from what you think is the most highest priority, what position in an ideal world do you think they should use for that pick? You know, what kind of guy should they get?
Well, I'm gonna pump offensive line still. That's gonna be my priority this offseason. I think a guy like Tyron Smith from USC. I think a guy like Nate Solder, another tackle prospect, who I think both of those guys look like they probably are going to be taken around that pick. Tyron Smith is probably the higher rated guy, at least at this point in time, ahead of the some of these offseason games, the Senior Bowl in the East-West, of course, ahead of the Combine. He's a little undersized, I think he's about 280, but he's athletic, which is the buzz keyword for Kyle Shanahan's offensive line scheme. I'd love to bring him in. I know people don't want to spend that kind of a pick on a guy who's going to play right tackle for you, but I do. And then if you know, on the outside chance that we do address a couple key offensive line positions, you know, via free agency before the draft, if the CBA gets solved, then my next need, I would say either a defensive tackle or, you know, a playmaking outside linebacker, you know, best available among those two. And I think those would be my priorities.
All right, good stuff. Of course, you can check out Hogs Haven. Ken's work on SB Nation DC as well. As we get a little closer to the draft and hear more about who could be on the rise, who could be on the fall with the NFL draft. Ken, appreciate you giving some time. Keep doing the great work as the czar of Hogs Haven, and we will definitely talk to you again here on SB Nation Radio.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, there he is. Ken Marangola with us here on SB Nation Radio. Coming up, Eric Prisbell, Washington Post, gives us the idea of who's on the bubble, who's in that big old dance as we get closer to March Madness. SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan.